Hi there, Eclipse here. Will you take a moment to explore a world with me? A world where kings and queens rule, dragons are winning battles with knights, and princesses question the role they were born into. This is the world where dreams live while you're awake. Welcome to Eclipse's Star Stuff Stories.
Eclipse!
Yeah, Bodie Bat?
Can we play pretend and I'll be a princess?
Sure.
Okay, I want to wear a pretty dress, but can I still fight with a sword?
I don't see why not.
Well, usually princesses don't do that.
Who said?
Everyone?
Well, if you look at history, there have been warrior princesses and queens from Nigeria to Mongolia.
Oh, really?
Really? I have just the story for you, Bodie Bat.
I thought you might say that.
A story with characters made of star stuff. Princess Elaine fit a stereotype. She was exactly what you think of when you hear the word princess. She wore dresses. She sang to animals. Animals sang to her. She frolicked about a castle. She had the privilege of many things that were not available to all. Yet, as she got older, she realized she did not have power in spaces where she wanted to be the most.
Come on, PJ. When things break, you fix them.
Why can't we just buy a new one? Aren't we rich?
You broke Father's crown, a symbol of our family passed down for centuries.
It's just a weird hat.
Made of gold and jewels. Quite literally the most valuable thing in the castle, and you broke it.
You two better not include me in your story.
Sir William, you have my word. Thank you for walking us about the market today.
Well, I do owe you one for fixing my wife's dress. That I ripped with my armor.
Ah, yes. Elaine was good with her hands. She had patched and mended many knight's garments in her day. Yet, beyond the needleworking that was required of a princess, she enjoyed puzzles that required her to think on her feet. And lately, there had been zero puzzles. She had become a master of all things princess and was craving a new challenge.
Sir William, what is happening over there? Why are they sticking metal into fire and then beating it so loudly?
That is the blacksmith known as Luke. He's the best of this land. In fact, he made my sword.
Everyone knows that, Elaine.
Well, obviously not everyone, PJ. Princesses rarely get to see such things. Would like to, though.
Look! You have visitors!
Well, good afternoon, your majesties. Sir Will, you're looking worn as usual. You look like the dragon one.
Let's just say that the dragon and I came to an agreement.
Are we interested in a sword today for the little lord?
Actually, I'm interested in what you do.
She's trying to fix this broken
heart! And by heart, I mean my boredom. I'm trying to fix my boredom. So bored. Want to learn new things.
With all due respect, your majesty, metal and fire is normally no place for a lady such as yourself.
Why is that?
Well, you might burn your pretty dress.
Well, isn't that why you wear that leather apron?
What he's trying to tell you is that this is a job for men.
Says who?
Says everyone in the world.
So if the world says I should eat dirt, should I?
Well, I'd like to
Luke, was it?
Yes, your majesty.
I choose you to be my teacher.
You want me to teach you?
Yes! Teach me how to shape metal!
Forge.
I beg your pardon.
Forge metal. A blacksmith forges metal. Means the same as shape, but sounds cooler.
Yeah, everyone knows that. Maybe I should be a blacksmith. I am a man after all.
Could you start tomorrow?
I'm not interested.
Forgive me, my lord. I was speaking to Princess Elaine.
Yes, but just Elaine. Elaine is fine.
All right then, Elaine. I have a spare leather apron. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Oh, great. So now we have to hide a broken crown and your new hobby that is going to probably burn you alive!
I've learned and relearned all of my princess responsibilities. I'm wanting a new skill. And do you really think we can just give that crown to just anybody to fix?
It's just a small crack.
Exactly. So it'll be just that easy.
But Elaine was wrong. Oh, she was so wrong. When I say wrong, I mean blue flamingos that moo like cows. Wrong. But she was also learning. That's why it's called learning and not knowing. You don't know how to walk when you're born, right? You learn. And here's an Elaine attempts to forge metal and fails over and over again montage to prove it.
Oops. But I thought I did that.
Ugh. Wait, you don't want to do that.
I know.
Do you?
No.
I didn't think so.
I know I'm learning. That's for sure.
Then came the day. Day number 178. Sweat covered and full of smells that are not stereotypically associated with princesses. Elaine reached her goal. She forged metal in a way that no princess in her realm had ever done before. Like ever.
Oh my goddess. I did it. I did it. Are you serious?
You heard right, listeners. Her original forged in metal crown hit the ground. Well, a part of it did.
I quit. This is impossible. I should just stick with brushing my hair and singing to birds.
You're quitting? Now you're quitting?
Yep, I'm terrible at this and should just give up.
Huh.
You can't convince me otherwise.
Oh, okay.
Don't even try.
All right.
You may want to, but you'd be wasting your time.
Yeah.
Wait, why aren't you telling me to not give up?
Other than you literally telling me not to?
Well, yeah. If you really believed in me, you'd tell me not to give up, right?
What does it matter if I think you can do it? Isn't it more important that you believe you can do it? Since you're the one doing it.
I suppose, but it's day number 143.
178. It's day 178.
Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
See? That's too much!
And so she left in a huff. And the storyteller felt guilty for being really good at counting.
It's okay, storyteller.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You're not going to really give up, though, are you?
Probably not.
Phew. Thank goodness, because I'd hate to end the story there.
Yeah, this is definitely not the happy ending I'm used to.
But it's not forever, right?
Nope, it's just for now. I just needed a break.
Breaks are good.
And when I think about never doing it again, I feel a little pain in my heart. What is that, storyteller?
I think that's love.
Love?
Yes. I think you love forging metal. And the thought of walking away from it hurts like a broken heart.
Wow. I've always been told that love happens when you find a prince or a princess. You can fall in love with something you do?
Oh, definitely. I love telling stories, and you love forging metal.
I really do. I am in love with it. I feel so powerful and free when I work with fire to manipulate metal. Oh my gosh, I have to get back.
And so she did. In maybe 8 seconds flat, she was back in front of Luke, ready to mend her broken heart. A crown.
I knew you'd be back.
Thanks for waiting for me.
Ready to try again?
Yep.
Ooh, how about another montage?
Ugh. Ugh. That's heavy. Almost got it. So close. No.
Oh no, we interrupt this montage with a visit from the king. Wait, the king? Oh no.
There she is, father. See, I told you she was keeping something from you.
Elaine? What is going on? Luke, are you forcing my daughter to work for you?
My lord, your majesty. I was not aware that you did not know.
Hello, father.
Elaine, explain yourself.
I'm a blacksmith.
Since when?
I guess since forever. I just didn't know about it until 178 days ago.
178 days? That's 6 months. How did I not know about this for 6 months? What if something terrible happened to you?
Luke is a very good teacher.
Thank you, Elaine.
Wait, how did we get here?
Oh, did PJ not tell you?
Uh-oh.
Oh, little brother.
PJ? Are you also keeping something from me?
Dang it, Elaine.
Paul James McDonough.
I accidentally broke your crown, Father.
And it was my idea to try and fix it.
What? Where is the crown?
Right here.
Just then, before more flames fumed from her father's frustrations of being a parent, Elaine revealed the most unique crown. As if nature forged it, Elaine made metal look like vines that healed the original crown. Like an intricate band-aid. You would have thought magic had made it, but no. It was the hands of a princess that forged its new magnificence.
Whoa! You made that?
Yes, PJ, she made that.
Wow, can I have one?
Elaine! That is so beautiful!
Really, Father? You like it?
I love it! It has so much more love in it!
Father, could Elaine make me a crown too? I want one like that.
Well, your mother will be expecting one as well.
Of course!
So, consider this your punishment for hiding something from me for 6 months.
Yes!
And PJ.
Uh-oh.
I think it's time you learned a thing or two about accountability, or owning your mistakes.
Oh, this sounds painful.
You will assist your sister.
Excellent idea, Your Majesty. Prince Paul James can play the part of the striker. Here. Hold this.
Luke then handed the very large sledgehammer to the prince, which immediately pulled PJ down to the ground.
Whoa!
It's heavy at first, but you'll eventually gain enough muscle for it in time, little brother.
Okay.
What an extraordinary day. My daughter is a blacksmith.
My sister is a blacksmith.
Princess Elaine is a blacksmith. Wow. She did it. She changed the princess game, but she didn't have to change herself in the process. She still loved wearing pretty dresses and having perfectly poised hair. But she also didn't let that get in the way of her setting metal on fire. Pretty cool, right? Or should I say hot? Fire is hot. Oh dear. How should I end this story, listeners? I don't want you to leave. I hate ending stories. I want them to go
Princess
on.
Princess Elaine
and on.
Was written, perhaps edited, and produced by Amber Ray Snyder. Special thanks to the voices of Marion Brock, Ashley Whiting, Michael Amendola, Nicholas Hodge, and Peter Leibold. For more information on Star Stuff Stories or The Eclipse Show, please visit our website at theeclipseshow.com. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh.
Why not see you later? Or, oh, here comes the fade out. Oh, yep, my voice is slowly fading. I have to just let it happen.